My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, I can assure those of you texting in and suggesting that the Chris Curtis, Bill Belichick hate is an act, that it most certainly is not. It runs through his veins. It courses through his body.
Like, am I petty?
Like his blood. So it's not an act.
I don't know why everybody doesn't see it. It's there for everybody to see. It's shocking to me. The Patriots won. They did an offseason where everybody here was lamenting the change, that Gerard Mayo was soft. He's just a mouthpiece. What are they going to do? And the team that last year was unwatchable played for Gerard Mayo. And they won the game in a game nobody thought they would win. And it was a great event. And I just found it to be noteworthy that the way we were told you had to do things for 20 years isn't exactly the case. That's it. And we were all told by everybody that be careful what you wish for. Would you take Bill back? Would you take Bill back? And Gerard Mayo just sat back and did something Bill didn't accomplish with this team. That's all.
Is it possible several texters on the Subaru of New England text line asking if the reason that Bill was on with Pat McAfee yesterday for 45 minutes or so and was not asked about the New England Patriots upset win is perhaps some sort of contractual arrangement because the Patriots are still paying him?
Didn't he talk about Drake May when they drafted him?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he did.
So, and they talked about Drake May when Courtney brought, you brought it up, the coach show, maybe you did, Mike Lombardi.
And didn't he talk with Matt Patricia all about how it was weird that the Patriots had just re-signed all their guys?
Yeah. Yes.
So try again there, Texter. Yes. But nice try.
It's crazy. I didn't realize. I thought Curtis and Bill had kind of turned the corner after Dynasty because he was Raven Bill for, like, you know.
Oh, the Crafts were totally. It was reprehensible what they did.
Well, no, I thought you were, like, showing Bill some love. And
of course.
Like,
that was totally unwarranted, and it was despicable what they did to Bill Belichick. It doesn't mean that what Bill Belichick's doing. It's possible to understand a situation and have opinions that vary.
Excellent. All right. We are going to talk with Ty Law, who will be here at about 8:20 on a Ty Tuesday this morning. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where would you like to begin, Chime?
Well, Greg, as Courtney pointed out earlier, one of the biggest storylines from NFL Sunday was the detainment of Tyreek Hill on the side of the road by police officers, as well as his teammates Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith were with him. And Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, talked about this incident in a press conference. Here was Mike McDaniel.
I think the thing that me up, honestly, to be quite frank, is knowing that I don't know exactly, I don't know what that feels like. Calais Campbell, and I'm 38 years old, and you're going to work. You're a gigantic, strong, just miraculous man that has done right in all ways, shapes, and forms. And, you know, there's just elements to that that's very triggering. I know the feelings expressed to me are unsettling. So it's two things did come from, you know, the adversity. Super proud of teammates being teammates, and super proud of our guys understanding the civic responsibility of a platform.
He always sounds high. I love it. I feel like he's about to say, "Hey, man, you want to hit it this right?"
Sounds like he was crying.
To his play. Yeah.
He's in his feels.
Yeah,
yeah, very much so.
Yeah, like he was. He took a couple tokes before he went out there and did that.
And Jonnu Smith would just like us all to be like him and drop it.
We're going to get to, I assume, during the news, the body cam footage that they released yesterday.
Yes, we will.
Wild.
Okay. So
it's a wild situation.
I can't wait to hear, if we can, during the news, your thoughts on that.
I got some thoughts on it.
You were outspoken yesterday about RoboCops, as you call them.
Super hot old RoboCops. Dead or alive, you're coming with me, Tyreek.
So, I'm assuming you feel like law enforcement is in the wrong here.
I feel like Tyreek Hill clearly should not be doing 100 miles an hour if that's what they're saying he's doing. Okay, you get pulled over. It's a routine traffic stop. You know, you go to the police academy. You deal with people who have slick mouths on a daily basis. And when you see, like, just like some of the times, maybe somebody's not necessarily complying the way that you want them to comply, and then you go from 0 to 100 real quick.
But well, I mean, I hear you. They were wrong, totally wrong, in how they reacted in the end. But if you have a blacked out window,
yeah, but it's no. Listen, Curtis,
and it's shut.
Yeah, I get it.
If that's me, they're gonna get me out of the car.
No, but there's no law against, once you hand your license over and your registration. There's no law.
He didn't have a license.
No. Well, he handed something over. He handed his license. I believe he handed his license over. It was ID or whatever. And once you hand that over, there's no law saying that you have to then keep the window down. You could roll it back up. The police will go back to his car.
Well, but if the police officer is asking you to roll your window down.
I get it.
It's generally just a good idea to do it.
I get it. But I think it is a good idea. And I'm not disputing that. But there's a way that you have to de-escalate the situation. Most police officers have to deal with jackasses on a daily basis and yelling and screaming at them. And they've been trained and learned to say, okay, I can't emotionally let this get the best of me and take it to another level. And it seemed like that one police officer was a complete hoddle the way he was going about. He even went over to, it might have been another player who wasn't Calais Campbell and was like, get out of here or give me your ID. I'm going to arrest you. So it's kind of like the biggest issue that we have. And when I say we, I think people of color with the police is the communication. If we could figure out how to communicate on both sides, you won't run into certain situations. And that's the biggest thing.
But isn't the ability to communicate better when your window's down?
No, it is, Curtis. But not everybody adheres to, like, okay, I gave you my ID. Now I'm going to roll my window up. Now, like, not everybody adheres to a person telling them what to do in a manner where they feel like I'm not doing anything wrong.
I have so many questions about it because he did hand a license over and he was driving without a license. Was the license suspended? Was the license
it was probably expired? Or had tickets that he didn't pay?
Yeah, I'm just saying when the initial story broke and the headline said driving without a license, like my license has gotten expired before. Like people forget about stuff like that. It just seemed like it escalated so much quicker than it normally would.
Because he didn't roll the window down after he... And I think that's the thing that I'm looking at. It's a routine traffic stop. Like, there's five other officers behind you. It's in the middle of the day, right? Broad daylight. So the whole going down a road of like, oh, he had tinted windows, I was concerned. Like, come on, stop it. Like, really?
This is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Hey, guys, as a person of color, it's kind of sad to see the way you're justifying what they did. The first cop was cool with Tyreek rolling down the window. Go watch it on CNN, the interview. He was cool with it. The second cop came running over yelling. He was the one who escalated it. So when they slammed him on the ground and got him out the car, then you seen that first cop walk him over again, and then the second cop ran over again and slammed him down again. If that was a white man in the car and they knew he was a football player, they wouldn't have dragged him out that car. You guys keep justifying every time something like this happens. You guys justify it a little.
Walter, we're not justifying.
Every time it's sad, right? Like, I love watching the show, but some of this stuff is crazy.
Walter, the first thing I said was the way they reacted was absolutely wrong. I just don't believe that there was no blame on Tyreek's side in terms of he could have de-escalated the situation by rolling his window down.
But the way
the cops reacted, of course, was wrong.
But that's the conversation. He could have maybe did things differently, but it's all about how you detain a person. We're not disputing that he was in the right or he wasn't slick with his mouth. We're saying how you detain a person. It's no different than...
At what point, do you think they knew who Tyreek Hill was at some point?
Yeah, I think so. How far were they from the stadium?
Right. Literally a block.
Right.
Kids driving around in a
$300,000 vehicle.
And this police officer is like a 25-year vet. Like, if you know, in this day and age, how this all went down, and you got to put your knee on his back... Like, he's laying on the ground. Wiggy's right. You've got five other cops around you. I don't know.
And he was getting out of the car when the guy, you know, threw the door open. You could kind of see him getting out. It wasn't at his base. And the way I look at it is this. They detained and arrested the golfer, Scottie Scheffler, right?
Yeah.
And there were reports that he continued to drive. But they didn't go to 0 to 100.
So they didn't drag him out of the vehicle.
No.
They didn't. At one point, it appears an officer strikes Tyreek Hill.
Chokes him from behind as he's trying to go down.
They didn't do any of that, you're saying, to Scottie Scheffler.
No, they handled that situation. The police officers, was it in Kentucky, in a better way?
Louisville,
right? That's Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah, I was agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
I was clarifying where I was. I said, yes, in Louisville. Yeah, you were right.
This is Mike from Taunton. What's up, Mike?
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Wiggy, I got to call you out. Once again, fraudulent. I remember you saying once on the show about your sons, if they ever got pulled over, do what the officer says so they get home alive.
Right, I do that. But that don't mean they gonna listen to me in the heat of the moment. I hope they do, but there are sometimes people get into situations that where they feel like, what are you doing? How are you talking to me? My oldest son is 21. He's a grown man. My youngest son is 19. He's not really considered, I wouldn't consider him a grown man, but he's still, you know, a young man. And if they get into a situation, I've always said, comply, comply, comply. But if the cop is maybe talking in a way that they feel like is disrespectful, there's no guarantee that they're going to listen to me. They might allow their emotions to get the best of them. I don't, you know, some people do. You can't judge it, but we're talking about how he was detained. Even if he does say something slick, which it really wasn't crazy, you got to be a better professional as a police officer to not have that bother you.
This is Mike from the North Shore. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey.
Wiggy, you're completely looking at this wrong. I mean, in my perspective, mm-hmm. you're a cop and you're in a traffic stop. You're going to allow some guy to sit in a blacked out car. You don't know what he's doing. Because what? Because you don't want to hurt his feelings?
No.
Wiggy, I'm going home to my family.
Right.
I don't care. Here's the rule. Don't do 100 miles an hour. There's no problem. Be respectful. You're doing 100 and then you're mouthing off when I'm trying to do my job. And then you're going to roll your window up and be in a blacked out area where I'm trying to do my job. I'm going home to my kids. Sorry about if I hurt your feelings, buddy. That's it. Goodbye.
But see, that's the approach, but it don't work that way. Like, it don't. I think
he's a law enforcement officer, and he's saying it does work
way. Just because you're a police officer don't mean you could talk to me any type of way. Just because you have a badge don't mean that you could talk to me any type of way. That's the issue.
Right.
That's the problem. Just because you got a badge don't mean you could talk to me any type of way.
Well, there are
never
laws.
Mind. What if he sighed you?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
don't sign me, brah.
And every situation.
Lesson learned. My window would be down or up, whatever Wiggy wanted.
Every situation I've been in dealing with law enforcement, they've always been talked to me in the right way. But if somebody talked to me in the wrong way, I'm not saying that I might not get to a point of emotionally going over the edge. But you can't just because you have a badge don't mean you could talk to people in any type of way. And that's the problem sometimes. Sometimes the power, the RoboCop power goes to some guy's head rather than just being like, hey, we're just trying to figure out the situation. You know, please roll your window down because we want to protect everybody.
Can you understand, though, if you are in law enforcement and you have had people in a tinted car close the window and then take out a firearm or do something that you are – I recognize right. This situation – is not at all applicable, that it was clear that they knew who this person was. He wasn't going to take out an Uzi and start shooting people. I understand. But wouldn't you have some sort of, like, just your training, everything you've dealt with, to immediately want to have access to what's going on inside the car?
I get that point, Curtis, but it's also, I'm no police officer, and I understand, but it's also, I would imagine it's about the situation that you're in the moment. So you have plenty of backup. It's broad daylight. This is just my thought process. Like I said, I'm no cop, and I've never been trained how to handle these type of situations. But I would think that, like, all right, you know, in this situation, I've been pulled over. I handed a police officer my license, my registration. You know what he does? He takes it. I roll my window back up. And I got tinted windows.
There is someone who on the text machine said that if you listen to the video closely, you can hear them say, someone say, it's Tyreek. So...
I mean, the fact that people are going to use, like, I mean, I get it, certain situations, but I don't know. I just, my mind didn't go to, like, oh, he rolled the window up and now the cop's all of a sudden scared for his life. That's what, my mind didn't go there. Maybe the cop, that's where he felt, but even then, I still feel like there's a different way to go about doing things. When you do open the door and you do have control of the situation.
Well, you're asking the law enforcement officer or officers to be respectful when speaking to somebody that they pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
You also can't, just because you're a multi-million dollar NFL player, act any way that you want when it comes to dealing with law enforcement.
No, I get that. I get that. But in this, if you looked at the thing, was he a little slick? Yeah. But is it that much for you to fly off the hinges?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that I'm... And that's the situation. Because the cop, I believe, was Spanish, right? So he's pretty much... He's considered a Latino. He was brown. Like, so I don't think it was about that. It's about how you detain somebody when you're in this situation.
And I think your whole thing is that it was a hardo move to go that hard on someone. You said the same thing about Scottie Scheffler.
Right.
So.
And I also agree that the officers escalated. Walter is right. The second officer escalated. And while we all think Tyreek Hill and football players should be above this stuff, it is literally in the job description of those in law enforcement to not take things personally and escalate a situation. It's their job to de-escalate.
Because, Greg, you might be right. Some officers, and I'm not saying all, but maybe in that situation, he knows it's Tyreek Hill. He might be saying, oh, just because you are Tyreek Hill and you make millions of dollars. And
you still need to roll your window
down. You still need to listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm in charge of this situation.
Yeah. This is Jack from Taunton. What's up, Jack?
What's up, guys? How you all doing today?
Hey, great.
So a couple of things. First of all, and I know, Greg, you'll attest to this, you treat people the way you want to be treated. That's what my parents always told me. So if first Tyreek Hill is going off on the cop, well, of course, your next reaction is to actually kind of escalate your the way you're talking also.
Yeah.
But also, I'm just curious, Wiggy, on the football field, someone's talking trash to you and starts getting in your face or whatever, what do? Walk away? No, you kind of get right back in their face and show them that you're as strong as them. I mean,
yeah, but I don't take them to the ground and get a 15-yard penalty. You got it. So I got to understand I got to understand the situation, right? I got to understand the situation as the professional in that sense. The talking trash, maybe nope. I get a little back and forth talking trash, but I can't wrestle the guy to the ground.
Now, some guys do.
Yeah,
you know that in the NFL. Some guys take it to a different thing.
And they get 15-yard penalties for it.
Right. So maybe this guy will get a 15-yard penalty. But that doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
No, I'm not saying that, Jack. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I don't know what the hell the guy is going on in the guy's life. Maybe he had a bad day when he woke up. I'm just saying that the situation that some people have with police officers, especially, you know, black men, is the communication is broken down, not just on the police officer side. I'm not always going to hold them to a higher standard, but also on the side of the person.
Yeah. All right. Well, that interesting from Mike McDaniel. We can continue with They Said It Next. Right now, we got to get to Courtney and to what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Fine Mass Money. Monday Night Football saw the San Francisco 49ers take down the Jets 32-19 without Christian McCaffrey. It's the first time that that's been a final score in NFL history. McCaffrey was dealing with a calf Achilles injury that he's been dealing with for quite some time. Brock Purdy completed 19 of 29 passes for 231 yards in the win, while Aaron Rodgers completed 13 of 21 for 167 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Ricky Pearsall invited the first responders who saved his life when he was shot a few weeks ago in an attempted robbery to watch the game from the sideline. That was a nice moment that he shared on the field. Mm-hmm. Mitch has the video for those watching on Twitch.
That was cool.
That was very, very cool. The Red Sox take down the Orioles 12-3. Both Rob Ref Snyder and Tyler O'Neill hit home runs in this one. And another one with the Orioles tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. FindMassMoney.gov wants to help you with your game day ritual. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to FindMassMoney.gov today. It only takes 30 seconds to search your name. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Oh, my mic isn't on. I'm sorry about that. Gorgeous day here in Boston. It is currently 60 degrees and sunny. Afternoon high, beautiful highs in the mid to upper 70s.
Some people, not me, prefer it that way.
I'm glad that you stipulated that.
When your mic isn't on.
Just so you know, the people that communicate with this show that are offended are the ones that we need the most because they listen 4 hours every day.
I appreciate that,
Thank
Curtis.
You.
Thank you. We'll be-
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off.
and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Be right back. Coming up, Courtney and today's news, and school is back in session, and apparently teachers are hopping on things other than curriculum. So we will get to today's pervert teacher inductee coming up during the news in about 15 minutes. We got to get the rest of They Said It in, but Nate has been holding on patiently to talk about Tyreek Hill and the incident before the game on Sunday. Hello, Nate.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Not so much. Hey, Wiggy, just real quick, I will say, listen, there's bad apples everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, I think you're being ignorant because the fact of the matter is those guys go on calls one after another after another after another, and the possibility of losing your life in a matter of a second because people are ignorant. I'm white, and I'll be honest with you, I've been pulled over. First thing I do is roll my window down and put my hands on the wheel. That's it. You know, I don't care who you are, because those guys and what they have to deal with for an 8-hour shift, you'll be surprised. And I'm going to tell you something. I grew up out in L.A., and I've seen and I've heard guy would walk into a barber shop, okay, and he'd pull out, just go ahead and pay. He had his badge in his wallet, and a gang member shot him. Those guys have a mark on their back all the time, and you don't even know that. If you knew a cop, or actually talk to a cop and what they'd have to do in day in and day out, you wouldn't be talking the way you talk like that sometimes.
Hey, listen. First off, plenty of my friends that I grew up with are police officers. I know a ton
you know
of
poli- a lot of police officers.
I know
officers.
A ton of police officers.
We have a lot who listen to this show.
Yes, I know a ton of them. So first off, Nate, you're wrong about that. I do know what they deal with. But guess what? I understand that this is part of the job that you deal with. So, but you shouldn't take, and they'll tell you, the police officers that I know, you shouldn't take your emotions from one call to the next call because every call is different.
I understand that, Wiggy, but it's tough. I'm telling you, I'm in the public safety too. I'm not a police officer, but I see these guys, and I'm telling you, you can see. I mean, why do you think they have the highest rate in divorces? Even corrections officers. I mean, listen, these guys, they can snap in a heartbeat. I mean, that's the one of the toughest jobs in the world to have to deal with, you know, with these guys, these people that just, they're off their rocker. You don't know who you're dealing with. Even
well,
if you know it's Tyreek,
you don't know. They did know. I mean, they did know that it was Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Now listen, Tyreek Hill also has had some things in his past
right.
that don't necessarily lead to him being somebody that you would look at as an upstanding citizen.
Right, and I understand that. But if this was Patrick Mahomes, they would probably people wouldn't be judging and going, oh, he's got to cooperate. I understand that Tyreek Hill has situations in his past. But just because you have situations in your past doesn't mean every situation that you do moving forward, you should be viewed in a certain way.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
This is Jill from Natick. Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I just was calling. I'm great. Good. I love you guys. I'm here with my kids in the car, and
awesome.
I just wanted to say that I was recently pulled over for a $300 ticket on 128, and it was, you know, I sped up a little to get over to the right-hand side, and this skatey pulls me over, and, you know, he gets to the window, and it's immediately, do you know how fast you were going, blah, 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 blah. So it really is, it takes a lot of control on the driver not to be like, don't talk to me like that. And I'm a female, I'm a white female in a Lincoln Navigator, and he came at me, you know, with this big hard-o, you know, hard-o attitude. And I have to say, like, I feel bad for some of these drivers, because a lot of these cops are, you know, they're not the nicest people.
How fast,
and they come at you pretty strong.
How fast were you going, Jill?
Okay, well, I might have been going about 77.
Oh, that's not bad,
oh,
Jill.
Come on.
Yeah, that ain't bad at all.
Jill, that's good.
77.
I mean, unless you were like a 25-mile
hour.
Jill, you weren't like doing your makeup in the rearview mirror or something, were you?
Absolutely not. I had to go pick up my dog, so I had to get there.
All right.
But, you know, they could, you know how it is. These cops, some of them, they have a wrong attitude. And by the way, I will tell you, my father was a police officer.
Yeah.
So he'll tell you all the time, it's all how you come at you.
Yeah, and like I would tell, listen, I got plenty of like close friends of mine that are police officers. It's about anything, even in society, whether we're seeing it on airplanes or what or wherever in airports, it doesn't matter. It's how you talk to me in a certain situation.
I think both can be true too, mm-hmm. right? Like Tyree could have handled the situation better, and the police officers could have handled it much better. One is a guy who I believe the cops knew who he was, being a bit mouthy, and
right.
the other was putting your knee into somebody's back right. while you have them pinned on the ground.
But the other part, and I agree with you, Courtney, he could have talked to them in a better way, Tyreek Hill. But remember, once trained to de-escalate situations, the same way if it's a flight attendant, right? They're trained not to get into it with the passengers, right? So even if a passenger's being flipped, their training has taught them to be like, all right, however that training is, let's not kind of escalate this thing. How can we de-escalate it? So that's the way I always look at it. The professional has to say, okay, how can we de-escalate this mm-hmm. situation?
This is Jason. Hey, Jason.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I'm pretty sure if Patrick Mahomes was pulled over and they were told not to roll up the window, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't roll up the window like Tyreek Hill did. So I don't think that was a good example, Wick.
What about Jackson?
I get some of the cops ain't the greatest. But.
Yeah, but I don't, like, so it's because he rolled up the window? After he
another thing, not to nitpick here, Greg, but if I'm Tyreek Hill, I don't think I'd talk about how my mom raised me, given what he's done in the past. Like, not exactly the subject I would bring up, especially considering he has about 7 moms right now that are this with different people.
All right.
Well when you get in that situation, you'll learn real quick how to react when you get pulled over. Like we had the lady call us. She said that she had a controller. Some people, guess what? They don't have that type of control, and maybe they fly off the deep end a little bit. So, and there are people out there, you know, shocked that might feel a certain way to cops because of how they were treated in the past. And I'm not saying that's right, but you just got to understand the situation. That's why I feel like, you know, as a professional, you should, the police officer, hey, maybe we could do something here to de-escalate this whole issue.
Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, I think this is why Greg has a driver, though.
I don't really have a driver.
You do.
Yeah,
Johnny is definitely.
Occasionally, Johnny Egan drives. Great guy.
Great the driver.
If we are ever pulled over, I yell from the passenger seat at the law enforcement officer.
Yeah, you get him, Johnny. Tell him the business.
Should we do an emergency top 5 things Greg says when he's pulled over?
All right, what's left? They said it was.
We can hear from Jacoby Brissett yesterday. He was on with the WEEI afternoon show of Arcand and Hart.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay. You see, if that cop walked up to Tyreek Blair in that jingle, no shot that escalates.
Everybody's in a good mood. So Jacoby Brissett was on with the afternoon show yesterday and talked about how yesterday was a bit of a statement win for your New England Patriots.
For sure. You know, in the style of game that we won and played, you know, I think we executed our plan to the T. Obviously, things that we want to correct and things like that. But, you know, I think we played a complete team game. The first game of the season coming off of a hard training camp. You know, that's what you want to see. And I think we came out and executed that.
Okay. Yeah,
they did do that. He ain't lying about that.
Got to string a couple together. This is a winnable game Sunday.
Yes.
This is the one that you and the other experts pointed to on the schedule and mm-hmm. said this, you know, prior to what we saw Sunday.
Right.
That you can win this football game. So,
right. So now, and then if you go.
Then you're 2-0.
2-0. And then, you know, you get 2 very tough road games coming up. And at least you feel better about where you are as a team. But this is a game that we're going to be looking at, and Jacoby Brissett, he ain't lying. They played a complete team game, and he was smart with the football. You know, luckily Hunter Henry made that one great play to take the possible interception off the board, but you got to be smart with the football.
I heard Hunter Henry on our way home from Gillette with Jones and Keefe, and I thought it was pretty cool that he was kind of blaming that on himself.
Yeah, so I heard that too.
Didn't run the route the way he
should. Yeah, he said he could have ran a little bit better corner route.
Better, yeah. All right, what else? Anything else?
Yeah, I got one more for you here. We've talked a bit about the Jets' loss. Curtis was reveling in the fact that the Jets lost last night to the San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Rodgers spoke post-game, and he is not making any excuses.
I mean, that's an excuse for sure. I mean, I'm not going to use that. I don't think we should. You know, we expect greatness when we step on the field. There were moments for sure. There were moments that felt really good, but not sustained. You know, felt like we could just get a first down, we'd be rolling. And we had those three and outs, which really hurt us. But, you know, I think a lot of stuff's correctable, which is great for coaches. It's frustrating for players because we know how close we were slash are.
You know what's amazing? Being a great quarterback at the age of 40, not that easy.
Nah, you can't count him out, though, Curtis. I mean,
no,
that's a
I
really,
absolutely can.
Really, really good 49ers team.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, without their best offensive player.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that line was able to – you. I mean, we talked about it earlier. They didn't really skip a beat without Christian McCaffrey
right.
last night.
So. And I was surprised because I thought the Jets' defense obviously is – better than what they showed, and I thought that they would do a better job against San Francisco, but it was just like they let the kid Mason run all over them.
And earlier in the game, Breece Hall with the fumble, Alan Lazard dropped the ball on third down. That, like there's some things that weren't necessarily Rodgers' fault as well.
Right.
Courtney, text for you. What place are the Jets in?
The Jets are in fourth.
Okay.
Yep. Last in the division.
Thank you.
Pats are in second.
And we know
that earlier.
And we know it's because
and we
of
know
the
why.
Points.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, they in Miami played AFC teams.
Yep. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get to the news with Courtney next, and then Ty Law in the studio with us at 8:20.
It's time for...
Before Trump got out of office, it would only had to put $10 in my truck, go back and forth to work.
The news.
And then prices on beer goes up. And hey, that's the working man's Gatorade right there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
As it should be, too.
Of course.
Especially at this... in this economy.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
What does the economy have to do with increased security at the Olympics, if you really want me to ask?
It heightens emotions.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
We've been talking about it a little bit already this morning, but Miami-Dade police, they've released body cam footage of the detainment of Tyreek Hill. If you're watching on YouTube or on Twitch, Mitch has that for you. Hill was pulled over for excessive speed, and the police union says he was uncooperative. One police officer has been placed on administrative leave, and an internal investigation into the incident is underway. We do have some audio. The body cam footage lasts 105 minutes. We have a bit of it, though.
Don't knock on my window like that. Why don't you have your seatbelt on? Why don't you have it up?
I have to knock to let you know I'm here.
Don't knock
that
on
way
my
you can lower
window.
And talk
just
to you.
Just get my ticket, bro, so I can go. I'm gonna be late, gang. Do what you gotta do.
Keep it down. Hey, keep your window down. Hey. Keep your window down. Keep your window down. I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car. Get out of the car. Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out.
Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. What part of blood are you in this car? Hey, bro, I'm getting arrested, dude. I'm getting arrested.
When we tell you to do something, you do it. You understand? You understand? Not what you want, but what we tell you. You're a little you.
I'm getting out, bro.
Too late. Too late.
All right, bro. Take me to jail, bro. Do what you gotta do, bro.
We are. We will.
Good, bro.
It is good.
Hey.
Don't worry about it. I hung up the phone. Stop crying.
So
he hit him with damn twins.
So he start. By the way, nice ride. What kind of a vehicle is
that? I don't know. It looks like a Ferrari, Lamborghini.
McLaren?
McLaren.
Oh, is it a McLaren?
I don't know. I just guess.
It looks
beautiful
nice though.
Vehicle. So he immediately starts with the "Don't knock on my window."
Yeah.
I mean, he escalated it, and then they double escalated.
Yeah.
Which I think you acknowledge anyway.
Yeah,
right?
I acknowledge that. You know, it's like the double escalation. You shouldn't just hell right. Here's my license. Give me the ticket. Do what you got to do. If you're going to haul me to jail, haul me to jail for driving on the suspended license or whatever the issue that he had with his license. Haul him to jail.
Yeah, you catch more bees with honey. I just feel like when you start off the whole conversation by complaining about them tapping on your window, it's...
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to go great.
Yeah. Who was he talking to? Drew Rosenhaus?
I think that was like...
Drew. You're my agent.
Yes, they're coming to get me.
Get me out of this.
The interview with Drew Rosenhaus on the field with ESPN.
I was just going to say this, Curtis.
Oh, go ahead.
He was sweating profusely.
Well, it's a problem.
I get it.
Did you see me yesterday at Gillette? Oh. I mean, it was awful.
Didn't he also say that Tyreek, like, wants to be a cop?
Yeah, Tyreek said it.
No, Tyreek Hill said it.
Yeah.
He goes after he sues, because Drew Rosenhaus said this morning they're going to sue. Mm-hmm. So he's going to get himself a bag of cash.
You think? I don't know if he'll win necessarily.
Like, it'll disappear just like the Scottie Scheffler thing. Always does.
It'll disappear real quick.
Okay. All right.
A man had to be rescued from a muddy marsh behind a Sagamore beach home in Bourne yesterday. So he told rescuers that he had been stuck there for 2 days screaming for help until the homeowner finally heard him. He was transported to Toby Hospital while questions are on the rise of how he ended up there in the first place, since the area is private access and no one goes back there.
This is weird.
Very weird.
They don't necessarily believe him that he was there for
2 days? No, yeah. Because the homeowner, I think, is like, I would have heard somebody screaming for 2 days.
Yeah.
The whole thing is bizarre. We can hear from Bourne's interim fire chief, David Polonsky, on BZ.
Where he was dry, but it was a lot of, like, brush that was difficult to get through. It was different. We weren't sure what we were getting into, but went well.
Mm. Yeah. So he was doing something strange for a piece of change.
I mean, there was...
Well, I don't...
there was no quicksand or
no
anything.
No quicksand.
Like that. Okay. All right.
But he was just stuck in high grass, I guess.
Okay. Couldn't get himself out
for two days.
Yeah.
Well, some of them high weeds, they can get very difficult to get through. We used to run through those as kids.
Oh, you did?
You know, when them weeds get real
high.
And then they get entangled and you can't get through them.
Don't you try a little bit harder to get out? I mean, 2 days, 48 hours, I feel like you'd be able to find your way out.
Basically, you're saying weed has been an issue for you your entire life. Yeah. Okay.
Is that what it is?
This one's interesting. It's a mysterious pine cone formation that was found in the woods in Waltham. Some believe it's aliens.
Aliens?
Yep.
Oh.
Margaret Zaitoni was walking her dog when she saw the perfect circle of pine cones. She posted it online.
Ooh, is that Cat Rock? No, I'm serious. It's a place that you walk dogs in Weston Waltham area.
Oh,
very nice.
Oh, maybe it is.
Maybe.
Oh, Hardo Outdoorsman heard from.
It was a place I used to take Pudge. It's a beautiful area to walk your dog. I highly recommend it.
So wait a minute. They're suggesting that aliens would come here and gather all the pine cones up and then put them in some kind of a perfect mathematical formation or
something. Which I like better than the other theory that it's a satanic ritual happening in the woods.
You don't like satanic cults.
No, I don't.
Not too many people do, really.
No.
Yeah, except for those who are in them.
Right. You're either in or out.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
They're kind of interesting.
Okay.
We could hear from Margaret speaking on Boston 25.
It's a circular pattern with a repetitive design, and making them is sort of a meditative thing, calming thing. I'm not on board with aliens, and definitely not on board with satanic ritual.
Yeah. Yeah, which would you prefer?
Aliens.
Oh, you would prefer aliens?
For sure.
Satan all day.
For sure.
How about Satan?
Yeah.
It's like those things in wheat fields in, Kansas or something?
What, you mean where they have, like, the crop circles?
Yeah, that's those, exactly what it looks like.
Ooh, Signs, Massachusetts edition.
Pretty good movie, Signs.
Oh, yeah.
Except that the aliens are weak to water and they came to a planet that's 75% water.
Yeah. What about Ace of Base?
Freaks me out with good song, Curtis. Freaks me out though when the little girl is in the house and the alien paw is coming out under the door. Terrifying.
Yes. I've never seen it.
Terrifying. But it's like, you know, it's like Swing Away.
Yeah, very
and,
scary.
You know, and it's always his movies, M. Night Shyamalan. The endings are so stupid. Yeah. Swing Away.
Curtis, did you finish Perfect Couple?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
I'm excited.
I'm not done yet. I'm very close. It's excellent, though. Can we all agree?
Excellent.
Very well done.
Excellent. Nicole Kidman is perfect in that role.
She is.
Yeah. Is it a one and done, or is it?
Yeah, it's one and done. It's one book, yeah.
It's great, though. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect Couple. Takes place in Nantucket. Murder mystery. Liev Schreiber is excellent.
Excellent. Dakota Fanning is excellent. Yeah. Megan Fahey, who plays Merritt, is excellent. Yeah. Also, if you're looking for a new reality show, Secret Lives of Mormon Moms on Hulu.
Oh, yeah. Woo! Lindsay was watching that yesterday.
It is a roller coaster.
Yeah, they're into, like, the orgies and stuff. The Mormon orgies.
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Taylor, who basically started Mom Talk, she and her husband got divorced, and then she went on and blasted her whole group saying, like, we were all hooking up with each other.
I've been invited to be in multiple threesomes. I have. I most normally say no.
All right.
One woman guy over here.
All right.
Let's take a quick break. We will get to the rest of the news. Shime is in mourning, speaking of film, over the loss of a legendary actor. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.